Pope John Paul II has arrived in Toronto for Catholic World Youth Day. Because of his ill health and advanced age, many advisors had cautioned him against making the trip, but NPR's Duncan Moon reports the Pope would not be denied the chance to meet with those he has called the future of his church.
Upon arrival, the 82-year-old Pope was expected to be lowered off his jet on a cargo lift. Instead, he appeared at the main door of the cabin and made his way down the 25 steps on the arm of an aide. In a brief address to the crowd, the pontiff said he had come to World Youth Day to help bring hope and joy to the lives of young people.
Too many lives begin and end without joy, without hope. That is one of the principal reasons for the World Youth Day.
Given both the official concerns and the rumors about his deteriorating health, the Pope's show of strength seemed to take the young people and officials who came to greet him by surprise. Father Anthony Figueredo from the Immaculate Conception Seminary in Newark says no one should be surprised by the Pope's actions.
I myself worked very closely with his Holy Father in Rome, and I was there about 2 weeks ago, and I heard from one of his very close advisors when he was being advised that it wouldn't be wise to make this journey. His answer was, you know, Jesus Christ did not say, go and sit in the Vatican. He said, go out to the whole world.
But despite a courageous start, the Pope has his work cut out for him. Less than 200,000 young people have registered for World Youth Day, as many as 750,000 had been expected. And the clergy sexual abuse scandal in the United States has put a pall over the church and its activities. The Pope will rest for the next 2 days outside the public eye before making 3 appearances later in the week. His visit will climax with an open-air mass on Sunday. Duncan Moon, NPR News.